I suppose it's fair, and you can expect, perhaps in the future from time to time, by having a Benedictine priest assigned to the parish, a smattering of the Holy Rule of St. Benedict tossed into homilies from occasion to occasion. The beginning of the prologue of the Holy Rule begins with these words: "Listen, my son, to the voice of the Master, and attend to them with the ear of your heart. These are words from a father who loves you." It's how St. Benedict addresses the beginner monk. St. Benedict, whose vision in life for a monastic community comes from a concrete realization of how he envisioned the scriptures being lived out. For that first word of the rule, listen, listen, that's at the heart of today's gospel. Listening. I don't think it's any secret or surprise that we live in a culture that's surrounded with noise and distraction. TV, internet, Facebook, Pokemon Go, whatever it is, distraction. And we are really good at talking. Just turn on the news, they love to talk. But listening is hard. Listening is something that, as individuals and perhaps as a society, we have to work at. That's true of our prayer. It's very easy for us to slip into a habit in our prayer life of speaking a lot to God, talking to Him, telling Him what's wrong in our lives. Just like Martha, you know, we can make that prayer our own in a varied sort of way. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Lord, do you not care that I have to work over 40 hours a week to provide for my family? Lord, do you not care that I have hardships and difficulties and trials in my life? And what's the Lord's response? He tells Martha, and he uses her name twice. Whenever Jesus repeats something, amen, amen, I say to you. And in this case, he's saying, Martha, Martha. That's like a big red flag. Pay attention, because what I'm about to say is important. And Jesus tells her, you're anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. And what's the better part? She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Listening. That's the better part. We can speak a lot to God, but when God speaks back to us, are we listening and do we hear it? There are many ways in which the Lord speaks to us. In the scriptures, at Mass, through one another. And it's that practice, that habit, if you will, of listening to God that we have to work on, that takes effort. Whether that's a relationship at home with your spouse or with your children or with family or friends, listening is important if you want to have a relationship. The same is true with God. To have a relationship with God, we must not only speak to Him, we must listen to Him. And in Mass, there's lots of opportunities for listening. We listen as the scriptures are read. We listen to them explained and broken open in a homily. We listen as the words of institution, this is my body, this is my blood. There's lots of listening, and that's essential to our spiritual lives. Listening to the words of Christ, the Master, who knows our heart and our mind intimately. And listening listening is important even when the conversation we know we're going to have is difficult, or the words that we are going to hear will be hard to hear, or even the message we're going to hear is one we know we're not going to agree with. But we still have to listen. That's something that all of us have to practice. Listening, even when we know we disagree, even when we know it will be difficult. Even when we know we have to make a decision that someone may not like, we still owe it to listen. Whether we're parents, whether it's our work environment, whether it's relationships. Christ tells us the better part is to listen. So today, and this week, and our whole life, let us set ourselves to listen to God, to listen to one another. And what does the Lord say to us in return?